Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Camtek second quarter 2013 results conference call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded August 8th, 2013. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respective company's business, financial condition, and the results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. Such forward-looking statements include, but are not limited to, product demand, pricing, market acceptance, changing economic conditions, risks in product and technology development, and the effect of the company's accounting policies, as well as certain other risk factors, which are detailed from time to time in the company's filings with the various securities authorities. I would now like to hand the call over to Mr. Ehud Helft of CCG Investor Relations. Mr. Helft, would you like to begin?
Yeah, thank you, and good day to all of you. I would like to welcome all of you to Camtek's second quarter 2013 conference call. I would like also to thank Camtek's management for hosting this call. With us on the line today are Mr. Roy Porat, Camtek's CEO, and Mr. Moshe Eisenberg, Camtek's CFO. Roy will start the call by discussing recent development within the company and in the market, and also discuss the outlook. Moshe will give an overview of the Camtek performance in the second quarter and summarize the financial results. We will then open the call for the question and answer session. Before we begin, may I remind our listeners that certain information provided on this call are internal company estimates, unless otherwise specified. In addition, during this call, certain non-GAAP financial measures will be discussed. These are used by management to make strategic decisions, forecast future results, and evaluate the company's current performance. Management believes that the presentation of non-GAAP financial measures is useful to investor understanding and assessment of the company's ongoing core operation and prospects for the future. A full reconciliation of non-GAAP to GAAP financial measures is included in today's earnings release. I would now like to hand over the call to Roy. Roy, please.
Thank you, Ehud. Hello, and good morning to everyone. Thank you for joining us. Let me begin by saying that we are content with Camtek's solid financial results in the second quarter. On a sequential basis, we grew revenues by 23% and reported non-GAAP operational profit of $1.2 million, or $0.04 per share. We witnessed growth and demand for both our semiconductor and PCB products, while the diversity in our product offering allowed us to smooth the fluctuations in demand. A slight drop in demand in one product is compensated by an increase in demand in another product. The overall trend in our core business continued to improve during the quarter, including the PCB side of our business. Revenues of $22 million is a good indication for the returning spending cycle. We do expect some bumps along the way, but the overall expectations are for prolonged semiconductor capital equipment spending. Camtek is enjoying the technology dynamics in the industry. The strive to 2x and 1x nodes in the front end of the semiconductor market, and the accelerated growth in advanced packaging back-end semiconductor markets create opportunities for process control and yield enhancement solutions with our customer base, in which we enjoy a partnering relationship. Looking ahead into the second half of 2013, we do see some pushouts in expected orders, and there were some orders on hand. Having said that, the general atmosphere is cautious but positive, with planning, discussion, and expectations for continuous growth into the second half or the beginning of the next year. The market holds numerous opportunities that we are aligned to our plans. The first and most immediate is the continuous strengthening of our leading position in the back-end semiconductor market. The challenges that new advanced packaging technologies are creating may add additional data points collection to the process and allow us to sell our product into more areas along the new process that are being developed. We are certainly in a good position to enjoy these opportunities as they unfold. We continue to see good market acceptance of our Phoenix system in the PCB inspection business. Last but not least, the contribution of the X-Act sales and expectations for future 3D inkjet printer sales all outline our long-term plans. I would like to provide a closer look at the markets. The semiconductor business in the second quarter was driven by Asian OSATs mainly ramping up capacity for their advanced packaging products in general, with flip chip, CMOS, and wafer-level CSP segments driving the demand. The second quarter started with very little backlog of orders, with demand picking up during the quarter and some of them spilling over into the third quarter. As we are in the middle of the third quarter, we can report that we witnessed some push-outs and hesitation at various OSATs and IDMs. The market dynamics with Apple, TSMC, and Samsung are certainly part of the softness and hesitation I mentioned earlier. Excess inventory and the timing of new products all contribute to the overall business environment in the semiconductor industry. I would like to reemphasize the opportunity we see in the back-end semiconductor part of our business. If we look at the inspection and metrology strategies that are deployed on current advanced packages found in most handheld devices, we see 2 to 3 stages in the process where most of our customers use inspection and metrology tools to collect data, improve the process, and sort bad devices from good devices. The advanced packaging technologies of 3D IC may require 5 to 7 data collection points to ensure the process yield. While we currently sell tools for these applications to process development teams with IDMs, foundries, and OSATs, including a few research institutions, it has yet been adopted for mass production, mainly due to the cost and process stability. Obviously, its cost benefit to the end customer is yet to be proven and will certainly dictate its penetration rate. Camtek is well positioned to offer customers numerous solutions for inspection and metrology to cope with the challenges of these emerging technologies will bring. The good news is that this opportunity is still in front of us. I would like to mention a few words on our front-end business, particularly our exact sample preparation system. We continue to strengthen our position with additional repeat orders coming from existing customers during the first half, and we expect additional orders in the second half of the year. We are very pleased with the advance we have made in this product, and receiving repeat orders is a reassuring indication of the value proposition of the AIM technology. We are also continuing our gradual penetration into the front-end macro inspection market and have made some significant advances with the product development that have been proven in some initial beta testing. We expect a few orders in the second half of the year. To the PCB market, the second quarter was a fairly strong quarter for the PCB inspection business with high demand for our products. As always, this business is driven mainly by Chinese and Taiwanese accounts expanding both Taiwan and China. During the quarter, we received orders from a few IC substrate manufacturers that high-end technology trends for denser substrate drive their businesses. We are pleased that our Phoenix platform was selected for this high-end demanding application as a tool of choice. I want to add a short update on our 3D digital inkjet printer. It has been a while since we talked about this very promising development project. 3D printing is a very challenging technology. 3D functional printing is an even more challenging technology. The functionality is critical. We are not printing a 3D mock-up, but a functional 3D layer of a real product, in our case, solder mask layer of a printed circuit board. It has to meet all the specifications. We have invested in this project up to date over $10 million, and we are glad to report that we have internally passed the technology feasibility phase and expect to bring a product into testing early next year. As we have indicated many times before, although this milestone represents a very significant step towards a working product, there is still risk ahead of us. To summarize, the second quarter, I am pleased with Camtek financial results. On a sequential basis, we grew 23% and reported a non-GAAP operating profit of $1.2 million. Although we expect a slight pause in the growth trajectory of our business in the third quarter, the general environment is still positive. We are positioned well with the new products, and we have correct cost structure that will allow us to leverage an upcycle. I'm especially content with the advances we've made with our 3D printer, DMD. Although this part of Camtek's story will not come into play this year, its potential is very significant. In terms of guidance for Q3, we expect revenues to be between $19 and $21 million. I would like now to turn the call over to Moshe to review the financials. Moshe?
Thank you, Roy, and hello, everyone. You can find the details regarding the press release issued earlier today. Revenues for the second quarter of 2013 were $22.3 million. This is a growth of 23% compared to a $17.6 million in the prior quarter. For the quarter, revenues from sales and services to the semiconductors industry were 62% of our total revenues, amounting to $13.7 million. Revenues from sales and services to the PCB market were 38% of our total revenues, amounting to $8.6 million. Our geographic breakdown of the revenues for the quarter was as follows. China was the strongest region during the quarter, representing approximately 29% of our overall revenues. Taiwan was 19%, Korea was 24%, and the rest of Asia was 12%. U.S. sales accounted for 9%, Europe and the rest of the world was the remaining 7%. Unless otherwise mentioned, I will now summarize the rest of our results on a non-GAAP basis, which exclude any reevaluation in respect of our Sela and DMD product lines and share-based compensation. The reconciliation between GAAP and non-GAAP results also appear in the table at the end of the press release issued earlier today. Gross profit for the quarter totaled $9.9 million, representing a gross margin of 44.5%. This is compared to $8.3 million or gross margin of 45.8% in the previous quarter. The change in gross margin compared with the prior quarter is due to the change in the product mix between quarters, and we don't see any underlying trend here. Operating expenses in the quarter were $8.7 million compared with $8.2 million in the previous quarter. The main contributor to the growth in operating expenses was an increase in SG&A expenses in the quarter. Sales and marketing expenses grew to $3.2 million from $2.9 million in the prior quarters, primarily due to the higher level of revenues in the quarter. R&D expenses were $3.5 million, marginally below the R&D expenses level of $3.6 million in the prior quarter. Operating profit for the second quarter of 2013 was $1.2 million or 5.4% of revenues, compared to an operating profit of $0.1 million in the previous quarter. Net income for the second quarter of 2013 was $1 million or 3 cents per share, compared to a net loss of $0.2 million or 1 cent per share in the previous quarter. Net cash and cash equivalent and short-term deposits as of June 2013 was $17.6 million compared with $17.3 million as of March 31, 2013. It is important to note that in the quarter, we reduced our debt level by $3.1 million. This quarter, we generated $1.1 million of operating cash flow. We will now open the call for questions. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Jay Srivatsa of Chardan Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Roy, in terms of guidance, where are you seeing the push-outs? Is it in the semiconductor space or in the PCB space?
Hi, Jay. Semiconductor space. Semiconductor space. I think I think some expected orders we had for this quarter are actually pushed out, and some orders we actually had on hand where customers called up and say we want to push it into Q4. So I think the general indication right now is not a significant drop, but some pushouts.
Okay. Now, Q4 tends to be seasonally soft in the past. Do you expect these pushouts to buck the trend, or what is your read on how the rest of the year plays out because of these pushouts?
I think it's a little bit too early for us to give general guidance for Q4, but you know, the general atmosphere, not only from us, but I think for a lot of people in this industry, is for a relatively good second half. So, you know, it's gonna be for sure better than the first half, as far as I see, as sure as we can ever be sure. But, I think being specific on Q4, a little bit difficult right now, but in general, I think that the atmosphere is still positive. It's not. I think, at least from our view right now, it's more of a small hiccup, okay? But, we'll see. I think Q4 is a bit far for us to give specific indications.
Okay. Well, in that case, you know, can you quantify the magnitude of the pushouts in terms of dollar terms?
From our point of view, it's probably around $2 million.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay. Well, let me ask a question at a higher level. You know, your commentary seemed to suggest that the order activity is picking up, and that it's potentially on, you know, the beginnings of some recovery in the capital equipment sector for semiconductors. Help us understand how you see this recovery playing out. Is it gonna be a sharp upturn, or is it gonna be more gradual over the coming quarters? Help us understand that, if you could.
I think there's a lot of, you know, a lot of hesitation. It has to do with some of the big players. It has to do with some of the, you know, things we all hear about, capacity clearing out from Apple moving from Samsung to TSMC. So you have excess capacity in Samsung on one hand. On the other hand, so I expect some things to clear out there, but things are developing also with Korea food chain. So I, you know, it's, I think, a little bit difficult to foresee how things will pick up. But in general, as I've said, some of the back-end guys are talking about excess inventories and reducing these inventories to a certain point, and then things should pick up again. But truthfully, to say that we have a very good global economic market oversight is difficult.
Okay. Last question from me, that I might have missed this, but did you give the split between PCB and semiconductors for your Q2?
Yeah, we have 62% is semiconductors related, and 38% is PCB.
Thank you.
The next question is from Edwin Mok of Needham. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. So first question, just to be really clear on your guidance, the $19 million-$21 million, how much do you expect to be PCB versus semi?
We normally don't break out this, the guidance in general, but, you know, quarter-over-quarter, I expect the semiconductor to grow more and the PCB to grow, to maybe fall a little bit. Okay? So expect a slightly better quarter on the semiconductor side of our business and slightly a decrease in our PCB side of the business. So I think-
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's helpful. And then, on the pushout you mentioned, is it mostly to do with the OSATs or the back-end packaging guys, or are you seeing some of that coming from the IDMs, too?
I think it's at least the specific ones, and we don't want to get too specific here. It's related to a leading IDM and some of his connected subcontractors.
I see. Okay. Okay, that's helpful. And then on the second quarter, as well as kind of baking your third quarter guidance, are you guys baking in any exact revenue that you might have recognized in the second quarter? And how is that product? How do you see that product trending in the back half of this year?
As I've said, we did recognize exact sales in the first half, and we will recognize additional revenues in the second half. Most of these orders, or all of these orders right now, are repeat orders from existing customers. So, I don't expect a huge jump in the business, but on the other hand, it's reassuring, and these customers are tier one customers. So we're talking right now, at least for this year, at two customers, and both of them are I would say, top five, one of the top five global guys. So it's a good indication that we're on track, at least in the area where we play, and it's going to be a reasonably good year. I think on the last call, we talked about hitting around plus minus the $10 million on a yearly basis from exact or sell-out products.
Okay, great. And then can you update us on in terms of LED space? Have you seen any activity in that? And then, you know, in terms of at least orders for your equipment and any change in the competitive side?
Actually, very small business this year coming from LED. Few tools, but not a whole lot. I think a few years ago or last 2 years, we were expected from a significant growth coming in increasing capacity, and that has not matured. I don't think the competitive landscape has changed at all. It's I think in that landscape, it's basically us and KLA, which dominate that segment. It hasn't changed a lot, but there's very small activity this year, and, you know, this for us, and I think for KLA as well.
Okay, great. So if I kind of aggregate all this commentary, it sounds like basically, at least in the third quarter, the single sequential this decline is all related to this back-end, kind of back-end related push out that you guys are seeing, right? Beyond that, all these other pieces of business is kind of trending in line, and if anything, exec is doing a little bit better. Is that correct way of thinking about that? And I guess tied to kind of the earlier question on the fourth quarter, you know, is it true that historically your PCB business tend to be seasonally weaker in the fourth quarter? I'm trying to understand just kind of trajectory beyond, you know, this quarter, basically.
No, I think the PCB business is really, I would say, aligned with the global economy, has much less, I would say, exposure to technology. It's really much more capacity-driven. There's no seasonality in the fourth quarter. The only seasonality that we do see sometimes is in the first quarter, actually, and that normally depends on where in the quarter does the Chinese New Year fall in. So if it falls in towards the second half of the first quarter, you might get a bump or a hiccup in the market, but there's no seasonality in the fourth quarter in the PCB side of our business.
Okay, great. That was good color. Thanks, all. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, everyone.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull from our questions. The next question is from Shuki Hazan of Hazan Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, I would like to know if at the moment you think that Q4 will be a bit or much better than Q3, or in the worst scenario it can be similar to Q3.
Hi, Shuki. As I've said earlier, we don't, I think Q4 is a bit far from us, and we don't give any, we're not able to give any estimations on the fourth quarter right now.
Okay, but 3 months ago you said that you see pretty strong second half. So what happened in the last week, so in the last month, that changed all your guidance?
As I said, I think we had a few push-outs on the third quarter, and that's, the, I would say, the reason for, I would say, slightly shorter numbers that we initially expected. As I said, again, we do expect a general environment with all the risk involved and giving a, I would say, forward-looking statement further than a single quarter is still positive. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
You know, to draw conclusions for that, is it going to be better than third quarter or flat or worse, I think it's too difficult for us at this stage to give any indication.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
The next question is from George Malas of MKH Management. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Could you give us a little bit more information on the 3D inkjet segment? Can you say how much are you actually investing quarterly in that business? And are you actually working with, how many customers are you working with there?
Okay. You know, it's something we've talked about quite a lot in the past, but in general, this product is not released for sale yet. This is a new technology that we're developing. The investment is about $2 million a year, something like that. That's roughly the run rate that we spend on this. So it is R&D investment with zero yield yet on top line or any revenues. We did pass a very, I would say, important internal milestone with this product development, and we expect the next milestone to be around the end of the year, beginning of next year, when we start beta testing of this product. In the beginning, it's going to be two initial customers.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Sure.
There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Porat to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available on Camtek's website, www.camtek.co.il, beginning tomorrow. Mr. Porat, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Thank you, everyone, for joining the call.
Thank you. This concludes the Camtek Second Quarter 2013 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.